Hello everyone, this is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, and it is episode 5, I believe, and I'm just going to go straight into it. Today, I want to talk about how to overcome disappointment. Disappointment in yourself, disappointed in, being disappointed in others, just basically how to deal with this issue. Now, if you watched yesterday's video, I talked about the fact that yesterday's video was about how to love yourself. And I talked about the opposite of self-love, which is self-loathing. And when you have issues with yourself, when you do not like yourself at all, you are constantly disappointed in yourself. Now, there's that version, that's the extreme version, and there's what we cope with on a daily basis. There's healthy disappointment where you say, I made this mistake, I'm not proud of it, but I am going to relook at the issue and figure out a way to make sure that the next time I'm in this situation, this doesn't happen again, right? And then there's the other disappointment where all you're doing is bringing yourself down and telling yourself, man, I can't believe I did this. I'll never get this right. You know, you messed up again. What is wrong with you? The problem with that level of disappointment is that it gets you stuck. It leaves you in a place of almost analysis paralysis, where all you're doing is looking at what went wrong. The problem with looking at something only from that perspective is that you will never allow yourself a second chance to do it right again. You're never going to allow yourself the opportunity to say, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. Fine. What I did, it could have been something that you even know you could have avoided, but you did it anyway, and you made a mistake. And you torture yourself. You toss and turn in bed because you don't want to forgive yourself for the shame that you have created. Maybe even other people know about it. And even they have expressed their disappointment in you. But there will be many times in our lives when we are going to do things that disappoint us. There are going to be many times in our lives when the people we love will do things that we will be disappointed about. But if you keep holding on to it, how is that going to profit you or anybody? If you keep hanging that guilt over your head, how is that going to assist you? Because all it's going to do is create more shame, create more guilt, which will make you more frustrated and more angry. And maybe you will never pursue that thing again. I find it especially interesting about us as human beings that you will take on something new. Maybe you will try to learn something that scares you. You will do something like go to Toastmasters. If you don't know what Toastmasters is, it's basically a club that teaches you public speaking skills. I apologize. So, that's the thing about live videos. You'll burp and there's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, so you go up there, you stand up and you are shaking and everybody can see it. And, a drop of sweat tears down into your face. or tears, or what do you say, streams down your face into your onto your cheek, and you want to talk but you can't, and you run off, then you say, I'm never going to do that again, ever. But here's a question. Yes, you are tempted to do something that you've never done before. You stood up in front of people, you tried to speak, but you couldn't, and you ran off. And how are you going to find any level of growth if you don't pursue something to its end? How are you going to find any level of growth if you don't try something, fail, see the value in the failure, and decide to keep going? Because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody falls flat on their faces. I enjoy listening to comedians. A comedian will tell you, even the great Eddie Murphy, when he was starting out in his career as a comedian, he wasn't always amazing. He would stand up in front of people and have the worst jokes, and he would be booed off stage, but he kept going back. The most successful people are not overcome by disappointment and allow that disappointment to rule them. They will figure it out and keep going back until they get it right. Just the same way your baby, your little boy, your little girl, when he was a baby, when she was a baby, when she was learning how to walk and she kept falling, you kept encouraging her. You never told her, you know what, that's your first trial. And if you can't walk again, I'm going to stop you from walking. You don't do that. And the same thing should apply for you when you attempt something new. Don't allow the disappointment to discourage you so much that you end up not actually doing what that thing that you said that you wanted to do. You allow the embarrassment to overcome, to be overbearing. A lot of the times, there are a lot of things that happen inside our minds that are very irrational. Fine, this thing happened, you failed at it, and you quit. But did you do any kind of investigating to find out what went wrong and why it went wrong and what you could do to correct it? You know, sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself, because I need to do that. I really think I have a humongous ego, because I can try something, and because it didn't work out, I'm like, you know what, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. But I am learning to not allow bad experiences or things that went wrong to discourage me from moving into the direction that I need to move to. Because I have failed so many times, and I have quit just as many times. And I'm really tired of quitting. I want to see what it's going to look like if I actually keep going. I want to see what it will look like and feel like if I pursue something, no matter what, and no matter how many times I fall, no matter how many times I disappoint myself, that after feeling that disappointment, I can encourage myself and say, fine, it didn't work out, but you'll be better at it next time. If I was constantly disappointed in, you know, I've talked a lot about the fact that I do have anger issues. One second, please. That I do have anger issues. I, you know, but these are not issues that take full control of me, but there was a time that my anger consumed me. So, during those beginning stages, when I was working through, I don't mean not being angry, because we, again, you're human, but not telling myself to, I am going to try today not to blow up. I am not going to lose my temper. I am not going to allow this person to get on my nerves so much that they end up controlling my mood. And then I do. That same second, that's exactly what happens. There was a time I had to tell myself, these are things that are going to happen. And you will promise yourself something. It isn't going to work the way you thought it would. But you need to figure out a way to encourage yourself anyway, because you are the only person 99% of the time on your team. So you have to be your own coach, your own cheerleader, your own spectator. You have to be your number one fan. You have to be all these things for you. You have to be team you. And when you're team you, you have to give yourself a million chances. And when you run out of those million chances, you give yourself a million more. Until you get good at this thing. Whatever it is that you're trying to change, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whatever it is that you are trying to acquire, it's going to be filled with a lot of roadblocks, a lot of disappointment. And you cannot say after the first try, that's it, I'm done. It doesn't work. Because every time you do that, you are proving to yourself, which is a false proof, but it's still proving to yourself that you are never going to follow through on something to its, you know, to its ending. And when you do that consistently, then you will never believe in yourself. You're never going to believe in what you're capable of. The thing about the media is that they show all these successful people, they show the results. They don't show the struggles. They don't show what this person went through, the agony, the number of times they were defeated, the number of times they didn't want to get out of bed. They don't show all that stuff. They just show this amazing, successful human being. But what did it take for this person to get to this? And by the way, I'm not saying, you know, pursue their success. Everybody has their own version of success. If you are somebody who is aspiring to be a chef, then keep chefing until you are good at chefing. Okay? If you are somebody who is aspiring to be a good parent, then make all the mistakes that you need to make. Forgive yourself. Ask your child for forgiveness, but keep going. Although that's a totally different story, maybe that was not even the best example. But find what it is that you really want to do. Keep working at it. This is the same way. I am here on Facebook Live, and you know, you can watch this video on YouTube as well. And I'm learning how to communicate in the best way possible. And I know the only way that I can do that is that if I keep doing these videos, the only way I can learn to be confident in myself and my abilities is to keep doing that thing that will give me more confidence and strengthen my abilities. And disappointment will never, ever strengthen your abilities. It'll only weaken them. And the thing about disappointment is that it comes from ego. Because for some reason, we think that when we do something the first time, it's supposed to just work. That doesn't make any sense to me. And it shouldn't make any sense to you. So the next time you want to do something, please do yourself a favor. The next time you want to pursue a goal, pursue a skill, don't be deterred if it doesn't work out the first couple of times. Keep going. If it means that much to you, please keep going. Keep trying. Work through the disappointment. Talk to somebody about it. See their point of view. Don't always sit in your version of the way things happened. For the simple fact that we are very irrational beings. Thoughts are not facts. And if you have thoughts that are marred in disappointment, then there's no way you can come to a healthy enough conclusion for you to keep going. Sometimes you need to talk to somebody who can tell you, you're being too hard on yourself. You really, 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 really have to work at giving yourself a break. There's nothing wrong with failing. There's nothing wrong with screwing up. The actual act is something that you're going to do over and over and over again. And you're going to find yourself extremely disappointed in yourself. But the one thing you cannot allow yourself to do is to let that disappointment control you and you just sink with it and decide it's over. I can't do that thing anymore. It's over. I'm the worst friend. It's over. I'm the worst girlfriend. I'm the worst wife. I'm the worst. Really? Is that the absolute truth? No, it's not. You failed. You messed up. You screwed up. Okay. You can always dust yourself off and try again. Get up. Dust yourself off. Try again. So, man, it is almost 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. here. But I have to say, thank you very much for watching watching this video. If you're watching this on Facebook, go ahead and like my page, Push Factor, because I will be doing these videos every day until I reach my 30th one. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to my channel, Push Factor TV. I hope you guys have enjoyed the start of your week, and I hope that you continue to have a fantastic week. Take care. Bye for now.